that was the Egyptian lover. Was, what is it?
Across the sea, across the empty sea, a stranger waits for you and me. Alone she waits, marking the days as they fade eternally. La la. The end is coming, the wires are humming, there ain't nowhere left to run. The air is thick now, you're getting sick now, the beginning of the end has just begun. La la. Above and so below, at least that's how the story goes. All will be as it was before. There is no sleep here, but don't you fear, my dear, this world will turn forevermore. La 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 la.
Serve its citizens. Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves. These are just and reasonable demands of righteous people and a righteous public. But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities. Rusted out factories scattered like tombstones across the landscape of our nation. An education system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of all knowledge. And the crime and the gangs and the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now.
Lies spelled backwards is evil.
It's a lie.
Show that originally aired from March 6, 1982 to Radio Valencia. It was hosted by Ian Callan, Ron Santana, and later, James Klein. The show was known for its dedication to heavy metal music and its influential role in the San Francisco metal scene.
FM Rampage Radio lives. We returned just like Batman. I quit during the day at midday.
Back from the dead.
Every Saturday at noon, Pacific, the heart of the mission, because this is from the mission, San Francisco, California.
That'd be 3 o'clock on the East Coast.
Are you guys
at 10 a.m.?
What about you?
Turn it up.
2 p.m., a fantastic 4 hours of Rampage Radio begins now.
You know where your teenager is at 5 o'clock in the morning. Young people, things have changed. Today the question from parents is, it's 10 a.m. Do you know where your children are? Do you know where your teenager is at...
From Fox Television in Washington, D.C., this is the 10 o'clock news.
And I'm high as hell.
In January of 2020, I embarked on the It Gets Better Every Day tour, with plans to film my new comedy special upon its completion. After 22 shows, the United States government declared a state of emergency in response to the mounting pandemic. Suddenly faced with canceling the rest of my tour, I took the stage for one last time before the lockdown, making this show very special. In January of 2020, I embarked on the It Gets Better Every Day tour, with plans to film my new comedy special upon its completion. After 22 shows, the United States government declared a state of emergency in response to the mounting pandemic. Suddenly faced with canceling the rest of my tour, I took the stage for one last time before the lockdown, making this show very special to me. Thankfully, our cameras were rolling. Thanks for risking your life. There have been times when I've been kind of shocked that people show up, but if the stock market hadn't crashed, I would have been able to give each of you a prize. Fuck, I mean, this is the level of desperation that you're at is, and I understand it, because when they said no more sports, I don't have a gun, but I bought one. I didn't know how many days I could take, but I need a distraction. Can't you fucking, ESPN should just turn themselves off. Just stop it, okay? Just fucking go away for a while. Seriously, or just have, you know, highly paid athletes sit around and read children's stories. Since the kids are at home, you know, fuck them. Fuck them. I don't need to know that. Fuck you. Fuck you hard. And for me, it's like the fact that, you know, Major League Baseball may not start for a while is just, for me, is a kind of a vacation, because my team is the Baltimore Orioles. And so that's like rooting for this speaker to win the World Series. Now, I'm avoiding getting started because it's hard to be funny now. And you know why, because it's hard to be funny when everything's, well, going so great. I mean, it's just hard to be funny when everybody's so fucking happy. I travel everywhere, and, you know, everywhere I go, I know it seems odd, but they are smiling ear to fucking ear. It's like everybody's on ecstasy. It is like wandering through a great big Christian camp. And as a Jew, let me tell you how fucking exhausting that is. Sometimes when I'm walking down the street, really, I feel like I'm on a high school set of a production of Annie, and that at any moment everybody's going to start singing Tomorrow. There is a reason that people are really happy through all of this, something that really is deep, and you forget it. And I'm here to remind you, because that's my job. It's true. You know, when I was a child, I would get down on my hands and knees every night, and I would pray, please, dear God, when I get older, please let there be two-day free shipping. And I think, quite honestly, that I speak for all of us here tonight when I say that our prayers have been answered. If two-day free shipping doesn't make you happy, there is something fucking wrong with you. The third time I put it in order, and it arrived 2 days later, whew, I threw away my Xanax prescription. It's true, you got to remember that. Some of you'll be at home, be a little sad, fucking start buying shit.
And good jobs for themselves.
It's Siri Bob. You know, I was, to give you an idea of just how overwhelming two-day free shipping is. When, in September, when I first started wandering around this year, and I was, it was after the summer break that I took, first city I went to was Rapid City, South Dakota. Okay? And let me tell you that Rapid, don't even fucking try. You couldn't. That was the saddest attempt at applause I've ever fucking heard. You literally were. You've never been there. That was like a joke told badly. Oh, I know what I'll do. I'll applaud. Let me tell you that, you know, rapid, the word rapid has nothing to do with Rapid City. And I mean that. I don't know where you've come from, but if you've thought, boy, I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to find another place to live. Okay? I got to find a... You get your ass to Rapid City. Get on a plane and fly there, and I guarantee you'll be there 4 hours and you'll go, fuck it, I'm walking home. You drive to Rapid City, you drive, nothing. It's South Dakota. South Dakota, which worries about immigrants coming, you could take 10,000 Syrians, drop them in South Dakota, nobody'd ever fucking find them. You drive, there's nothing. All of a sudden you go, fuck, now I understand what existentialism's all about. And then all of a sudden there's Rapid City. Woo. And then you leave and there's nothing and fucking nothing. Not a fucking goddamn fucking nothing. First exit you come to 70 miles later, it says don't bother. Most places I've traveled in the United States, you have a fucking sense of why people settled there. Rapid City, holy fuck. The only thing I figured, there was a wagon train and they just went, fuck it. I'm tuckered out. I performed in Rapid City. And I said the words 2 day free shipping, and that audience wept for an hour. The reason 2 day free shipping is so important is because each of us has a hole in our hearts. Yes, we do. And the only thing that fills that hole is when we see something that we really want. And we fucking buy it. It could be as simple as a pair of socks with unicorns on it. And that thing arrives at your house, that box, and you rip that box open. And you grab that pair of socks, and you shove it right in that hole. And you feel good for about an hour and a half. And then you think, fuck, I should have got a dozen pair. They were on sale. Or you could find yourself sitting on a toilet seat in a bathroom,
in a gas station. Did you hear how fucking silent you got? Like, oh, not me. Fuck you. Every one of you's been there. Every one of you has sat there and looked at the lock on that door going, I hope it holds. And you sit there now, and it used to be depressing, not anymore. Because now you think, this would be a perfect time to buy that Barca lounger. You take out your smartphone, you bring up the Barca lounger. It's this big, isn't it? And you make it bigger and bigger until it fills the screen. That's a fucking miracle. Then you pick the color, everything you want. Do you want to have a place to put your beer? That's why I'm fucking buying it. Then you hit the button. Fuck, it's gonna come in 2 days. Son of a bitch! You're so excited you can barely get your pants on. You kick open the door, you're dancing around. I'm gonna have a Barca lounger. I'm gonna have a Barca lounger. Then you go, well, what if they send the Barca lounger to this gas station? Well, now you're a little depressed, aren't you? So you go into the gas station, you grab yourself a 64-ounce Mr. Pibb, and one of those corn dogs has been flipping around in the rotisserie for 30 hours awaiting your arrival. And you stand there holding them both in your hands. And for one brief moment, you think, fuck, it's great to be an American. These are great times. They really are. We've now discovered a whole new way of not getting shit done. For the last 30 years, no other country on earth is more accomplished at having more and being able to do less with it. Yeah. I don't even expect you to laugh, and I don't give a fuck if you do or don't. Because you know it's true. We have roads that need to be fixed. Why? Why would we do that? We've got to argue about it. There's no reason to argue about fixing a road. There's nothing political about a road, is there? It's a fucking road, douchebag. There's no politics in a road. Why? Because there's a left side and a right side. Now they're arguing about how to deal with the... They need a bill in Congress to deal with the pandemic. And what are they doing? It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief. Just have a scientist. Ask the scientist, what do you need? What needs to be done? They're arguing about it. There's no fucking argument. Get the fuck on it, you idiots. I don't care what side you're on. Get the fuck on it. There's no discussion. Okay? It's a fucking virus. Fuck you. You say it, everybody go home. Well, we'll figure out what we're gonna do. Okay? If you need to give people sick leave, you give them fucking sick leave. If you need to have a payroll tax, you do a payroll tax. I don't give a shit. Just fucking do it! We've done something with these two political parties that really is unbelievable. No other country has done it. No other country. We used to have parties that argue ideas. Ha ha, not anymore. Now we have two separate political parties that actually exist in two totally different realities. And if you didn't laugh at that, fuck you. And I mean it. As a friend, I mean it. They are living in different realities. How do I know that? I took LSD. That's how I fucking know it. And then I walked around and there were straight people everywhere. And I was on LSD. We were on two...
Welcome one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning is not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers.
You got a dozen pairs!
As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck. As in these examples, describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot. Dismay, aw, oh, fuck it. Trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now. Aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy. Difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question. Inquiry, who the fuck was that? Dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence, he's a fuck off. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say, use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Then you pick the color, everything you want. Do you want to have a place to put your beer? That's why I'm fucking buying it! Then you hit the button. Fuck, it's gonna come in 2 days. Son of a bitch! You're so excited you can barely get your pants on. You kick open the door, you're dancing around. I'm gonna have a Barca lounger. I'm gonna have a Barca lounger. Then you go, well, what if they send the Barca lounger to this gas station?
Language today is the word.
Now you're a little fuck. Depressed, aren't you? See, going to the gas station, you grab yourself a 64 ounce Mr. Bibb, and one of those corn dogs has been flipping around in the rotisserie for 30 hours awaiting your arrival. And you stand there holding them both in your hands, and for one brief moment you think, fuck.
Out of all of the English words, to be an American. Is the only word that is referred to as fuck is the only word in the letter F. Fuck is the only word that is only word that is fuck is
this
the
is
only
great time.
Word that is
they really are. We've now discovered a whole new way of not getting shit done. For the last 30 years, no other country on earth is more accomplished at having more and being able to do less with it. Yeah, I don't even expect you to laugh, and I don't give a fuck if you do or don't, because you know it's true. We have roads that need to be fixed. Why? Why would we do that? We've got to argue about it. There's no reason to argue about fixing a road. There's nothing political about a road, is there? It's a fucking road, douchebag. There's no politics in a road. Why? Because there's a left side and a right side. Ha, 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 ha. Now they're arguing about how to deal with the... they need a bill in Congress to deal with the pandemic. And what are they doing? It's beyond belief. It's beyond belief. Just have a scientist. Ask the scientists, what do you need? What needs to be done? They're arguing about it. There's no fucking argument.
Referred to as the F word.
Idiots. I don't care what side you're on. Get the fuck on it.
It's the There's one no magical word.
Okay? It's a fucking virus.
Just
fuck
by
you.
Its sound. Pleasure, hate, and
you
love.
You say it, everybody go home. Well, we'll figure out what we're going to do.
Fuck, as most words okay? in the English language.
If you need to give people sick leave, you give them fucking sick leave.
Language is derived from German, the word flicken, which means to
just
strike.
Just fucking do it!
And from German, the word flicken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories.
We've done something with these two political parties that really is unbelievable. No other country has done it. No other country. We used to have parties that argue ideas. Ha ha, nothing more. Now we have two separate political parties that actually exist in two totally different realities.
The center of this movement.
And if you didn't laugh at that, fuck you.
Is a crucial conviction.
And I mean it. As a friend, I mean it.
As they a transitive verb, for instance.
How do I know that? I took LSD. That's how I fucking know it. And then I walked around and there were straight people everywhere. And I was on LSD. We were on two different fucking planets, weren't we?
Fuck, surely.
I was me, and they all looked like snakes.
That a nation exists to serve
Some
its citizens.
You, I know are worried about climate change and global warming because you're afraid it might lead to the end of the world as we know it. Or at least be uncomfortable.
Americans want great
schools
for them.
And the reason that many of you think that is because you listen to scientists.
Verb, Shirley Fox.
And those of you who didn't applaud, I'm interested in who you listen to. No, people do listen. That's who you listen to. And a lot of you do listen to them because it turns out that 96% of the world's scientists actually agree that global warming and climate change may make things really uncomfortable. And I know it's 96% because I did research! And if you think I'm happy about doing research, go fuck yourself. If you think I got into this profession to look shit up, no. I got into this profession to make shit up. And the problem is, when you listen to those scientists, that can really fuck up a day. You listen to what they have to say, a lot of you, and you just go, fuck, I'm too depressed. I gotta take a nap.
Meaning's not always
and
sexual.
And there's not enough two-day free shipping that'll get you over the hump. But you don't have to worry anymore. No, you don't. Because we, the people, made a conscious decision. Yes, we did. We decided that what we were going to do was hand over the problem of dealing with global warming and climate change to a whole group of people who never, and I mean never, passed the science class.
Children. Safe children.
And
safe, want great schools.
And they don't deal
Americans
with this.
Want great schools for their
here. Okay? They deal with it here. Thank you. They deal with it instinctively. That's what they do. And their instincts say, fuck it.
Safe neighborhoods for their families and good jobs for themselves.
Many of you, I'm sure, don't listen to our leader. And that's a big mistake. I know that when he comes on, some of you go, and you're missing something
These
important.
Are just
an important lesson
and reasonable
one that he has
demands.
Taught me, and it has changed my life. And one of the reasons that I'm visiting your village is to share that with you.
Used as an adjective, right. Such as.
And what is that important message? And what is it that changed
John's
my life?
John's doing all the fucking
and what
work.
What is it that makes me so fucking happy now? Is because my leader has taught me that if I think it. It's true.
Of righteous people and a righteous public.
And if I say it,
it's even truer.
But for too many of our citizens, a different reality exists.
Is a magical elixir for kittens.
As part of an adverb,
yes,
Shirley talks too fucking much.
Go to my website. 2-day free shipping. I could pull my fly down now. My cock would hit the back of this room. Yes, it would. Yes.
As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful.
I know this because I thought it.
Mothers and children trapped
many
in poverty.
Many times I stand on the street, a woman has to stand a block away to talk to me. I can barely see the awe that's in her eyes. I'll be returning next year with my new show, Lou Black and His Big Magical Cock. You're going to want to see that. My cock is so big, they're going to have to reconfigure this stage. My cock's going to go there and there and there and there, there. The light show is spectacular. You're going to want to get the soundtrack. They are building doors now that so that my cock can get out into the street because my cock needs to breathe.
Inner cities. Rusted out factories.
35 parakeets on the end of my cock. I will pull back. I will disappear. All you will see
as
is my cock and 35 parakeets. And they will sing for you tomorrow from Annie.
Give a fuck. As a noun,
oh, well,
I don't give a fuck.
I remember my whole act tonight because I forgot to take my Prevagen. Prevagen, for those of you who don't know, and obviously some of you fucking don't, is a remarkable memory-enhancing drug. It's spectacular. It's a miracle. If I'd taken my Prevagen, I would have remembered to take my Prevagen. It's so powerful, you don't even need a prescription. It's as powerful in many ways and as much of a miracle as our other drugs that are miracles, vitamin C and aspirin. Every drugstore in America sells it. It's still on the shelves, unlike toilet paper. Yes, siree.
Scattered like tombstones across the landscape.
Boxes a week. I take 5,000 tabs a day. I'm having memories of experiences that haven't even happened yet.
As a noun,
I don't
give a fuck.
Now, I know that some of you don't know about Prevagen because you stop watching news on television because you believe it is fake news. Or, you know, you have family members that you visited maybe on Thanksgiving and they told you that they don't watch news on TV anymore because they believe it's fake news. And that must have been a fun Thanksgiving meal. I'm here to tell you, if you've watched news as long as I have, anyone who's watched news for a long, long time knows better. There's no fake news, okay? When I was a child, we would sit around the table, be my mother, my father, my brother Ron. At the end of the table, on the television was Walter Cronkite. I thought he was there because maybe he was a cousin or something. I've been watching news all my life on TV, and what you learn is really simple. And that is, there is not fake news because those fuckers aren't smart enough to make shit up. It's news, shit for brains. It's that simple. It's that simple. When you see something, and then you see it again, and then you see it again, and then you see it again, there's a reason for that. It actually fucking happened! Here's the news. There it is. Whoo! Look at that. Wow. Back to you. That's the fucking news. I don't care what
as
you
a
want.
Noun, I don't
you
give
think
a fuck.
Yours is the better news delivery system? MSNBC, Fox, CNN, they're all the fucking same. The problem is this. They show you some. And then six fuckers you've never seen show up and start telling you what they saw. And you sit there and go, shut the fuck up. I saw it. I know what I saw, shit for brains. Why are you telling me what you saw? How did you get that job? I could sit there and tell people what I fucking saw, too.
Flush with cash.
And what I saw was much more... I fucking saw it much more clearly than you did, you fucking idiots. And you sit and watch that for 8 minutes, whether it's Fox, MSNBC, or CNN. And by the end of it, you go, fuck. I don't remember what I saw. And then they have an ad for Prevagen. That is not fake news. That is news delivered shittily. That's what that is. I am tired of political commentators on news shows. They shouldn't be there. I don't care which channel you're watching. They shouldn't fucking be there. You want a political commentator? Then bring on a barnyard animal. They have more
to say. I don't give a fuck.
What did you think, lamb? Bah. Back to you. Prevagen contains an ingredient that was found in jellyfish. That's one of the reasons you fuckers live here. You know why? Because you're afraid of jellyfish. Yeah, you are. You really are, and it makes me sick. But I can understand it. You went, fuck, it's going to be a shitty day, but no jellyfish is going to sting my ass. I figure the way they found an ingredient in jellyfish is somebody was walking down the beach and was feeling a little hungry. And they wanted to go home, and they thought, I'll take one more swim. And they jumped in the water and swam for a while. And then they saw a jellyfish. They said, that looks tasty. And they swam up to it, took a big bite, and went, fuck, now I remember. I know that many of you are paying an exorbitant amount of money for your prescription drugs.
Fucking lootly, or is fucking credible.
For you to be able to see tomorrow. Exorbitant prices for drugs that allow you to lead a better and healthier life.
But which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived.
You know someone who is, or you have a family member who is. Okay? That's just the way it is now. And we know for a fact, because everyone's heard it, that many Americans are forced to choose between whether they buy the prescription drug or whether they eat. Whew, there's an interesting concept. Gee, do I take the prescription drug and starve to death? Or do I eat and fucking die of what I've got? Nobody should be put in that position, but we've managed to do it. And the reason that the prices are as high as they are is that we're one of only two countries in the whole planet who made a decision to advertise drugs to ourselves, prescription drugs. The only other country that does that is New Zealand. And that makes sense. Why? Because they're way far away. How far away, Lewis? They're so fucking far away that it's tomorrow there. Why are we advertising drugs to ourselves? There's no reason for that.
Of all none. Knowledge.
None at all. Why do you see the doctor, numbnuts?
And
do you think
almost
that the doctor's making shit up when he tells you what to take? Do you think the doctor's hiding the good shit from you? Boy, I gotta get home and watch TV and see what the dealer has to say.
Fuck the fucking fuckers.
Have you watched those ads? Some of the ads, I don't even know what the fucking diseases are. There's that ad for AFib. What the fuck is AFib? What the fuck is AFib? I know nobody with AFib. I know what AFib is. It's a little lie. That's AFib. That means that fucker was lying a little lies all the time. took the drug, now he ain't doing little eyes. Who knew that was a problem? There's three separate ads in which people seem to be really fucking happy when they go to craft fairs. Are you shitting me? Were they having difficulty going to craft fairs? Did they have a fear of craft fairs?
Fuck the fuck out.
Damn it, I've got to get to a craft fair. Son of a bitch, I need a dream catcher.
And the crime and the gangs.
There's an ad in which there's a guy on the beach and he's playing the cello. And he never knew how to play the cello, but the pill that he's taken made it possible for him to play the cello. Did you know that William Shatner had sleep apnea? And he wasn't cleaning his machine properly.
And the drugs.
The man who dared to go where no man has ever gone, he could have ended up in the emergency room.
The drugs.
I did not know that Cindy Lauper had psoriasis. That's not good. I had psoriasis. That's no fun. It's ruined her music for me because every time I hear her sing, I think, fuck, I wonder if she was itchy when she wrote that. I heard girls just want to have fun this morning. I thought, was she chafing?
The drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential.
The last couple of weeks before this part of the tour, I was lucky enough to be able to route the tour routed well so I could go and see my mother. It's important that I see her now as much as possible. It's tough now. I couldn't, even if I wanted to see her at this point, she's on a kind of a lockdown, not because of the coronavirus, but because of the flu. And it's important that I get to see
her. There aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck.
So, and what's really important is I want to get my hands on those drugs. Because they apparently really work. Whatever she's taken. Whew, my father, Sam, he passed away in May.
And the drugs.
It's hard to think. It's sad, of course, and I mourn, but he was 101. So you can't really say, fuck, Dad, you should have lived longer.
That have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential.
That's like, it's an insane kind of a lottery. That's sweet of you to applaud. I did nothing.
As but there's in these a real examples shot describing situations such as
that I'm a
fraud.
Reptile. They were married 74 years. In order to be married 74 years, you actually have to live forever, or you have to get married at the age of 9. Well, actually, the secret to having a marriage that also is as successful as theirs was is they never, and I mean never, heard a word the other one said. I'm asked from time to time, you know, how come they were able to live so long? And the reason is quite simple. It's first, they never, this will shock you, they never went to the gym. Yeah. And those of you who didn't laugh, you know, think about that when you're doing your hot fuck yoga. Unlike eating farm to table, everything they ate contained preservatives. Hence, they were preserved.
I got fucked at the used car lot.
Never crossed their lips.
The gangs
and
the drugs.
And it shouldn't cross yours. Ancient grain, you can bite my fucking crank. That is bullshit on a stick. Where do you find an ancient grain? At the open all-night ancient grain supermarket? I don't fucking think so. Hey, would you like some quinoa with your protein? Get the fuck away from my protein.
Oh, fuck it.
With that shit. And it tastes like shit. And if you don't think it tastes like shit, there's something wrong with your fucking taste buds.
Trouble.
All I think about when I look at quinoa is they made sand taste better. When my mother reached mid-90s, I said, what's it like living so long? She said, I wouldn't call this living. I'd call it not dying. I'd call it overtime.
And the drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized
and said,
potential.
Nobody should live this fucking long! It opened an ancient grain at the open all-night ancient grain supermarket? I don't fucking think so. Hey, would you like some quinoa with your protein? Get the fuck away from my protein with that shit. And it tastes like shit. And if you don't think it tastes like shit, there's something wrong with your fucking taste buds. All I think about when I look at quinoa is they made sand taste better.
Aggression. Don't fuck with me, buddy.
When my mother reached mid-90s, I said, what's it like living so long? She said, I wouldn't call this living. I'd call it not dying. I'd call it overtime. She turned 100. This is absolutely true. She blew the candles out on the cake and said, nobody should live this fucking long. At 101, she blew out the candles and said, I crossed the finish line. Now I should be able to drop fucking dead.
This American carnage
and then we all sang,
stops.
Happy birthday. My father, it was a blessing. My father was a bit more upbeat, which was good. He was born on February 13th, the day before. And we had a 100th birthday party on that day. The last big birthday party for him, and for the big party for both of them, when they could kind of really deal with that kind of energy and stuff. And it was a lot. It becomes a lot after a while. I got a text from a friend. I took my father aside and I said, "You know, Steve just texted, and he said he's sorry he couldn't be here, but he wanted me to kiss you, but not on the lips." And my father, without missing a beat, went, where did he want you to kiss me? I let that pass. I said, it's 100 years, Pop, and you've seen it all. What wisdom can you impart? What are you thinking? What did you see? What can you conclude from all of this? And he said, the only thing I'm thinking about is tomorrow's another fucking Valentine's Day. What am I supposed to get her this year? I said, I don't know, but you got 2-day free shipping. It's tough. It's we really weren't prepared for our parents to be living this long. Our parents weren't prepared to be living this long. Financially, it's tough. It's why whenever they talk about this is the greatest economy ever, they always do that. Every bunch of years, either Democrats or Republicans have, oh boy, they start blowing their own hand.
Difficulty.
The only people who ever talk
understand
about
this fucking question.
It's really a good economy. The only people who ever say it's a great economy are either politicians or rich people. They're the only ones who say it.
Deprived.
Did you ever hear somebody from middle
knowledge.
Class go, fuck, whew, I couldn't be happier. This is really turning out great. My 401k just had a 401k. It's bullshit. And it's bullshit because we're not prepared for things. It doesn't matter. We don't prepare for things. We weren't prepared for what just happened. We put officials in place, and what do they do?
And the crime and the gangs and the drugs.
And meanwhile, Meanwhile, before that shit even hit the fan, my parents were not, had no clue that they would live as long as they were living. And the only reason they were living as long as they lived was because I was able to get them 24/7 care. And I was able to get them 24/7 care because I've been able to dupe you fuckers into seeing me. And so for those of you tonight who may have stumbled in here by accident and are going, well, I made a big fucking mistake. I just want you to know, you know, you may not enjoy the show, but because of you, my mother will live another day.
Inquiry. Who the fuck was that?
But none of us were prepared for this. None of us. Your parents weren't prepared because they put a certain amount of money aside. Your parents weren't prepared because when they were younger, people had the common courtesy to die at 65. Yes, they did. They would
that
sing
have stolen
happy birthday,
too many lives and,
then the
and robbed
would go,
our
I'm
country.
Doing this for you, and then they drop dead right in the cake. But the parents didn't put away enough money. They didn't, because they didn't expect them. This is they put aside the money they thought they would need until they passed away, and then they kept going. And so now the children who put money aside for themselves have to take out of that fund and put it toward their parents, which they should. And now who's going to help those? Who's going to help you out, huh? Who's going to help you out? The kid who's still living in the basement? Greatest